So to close out this exhibit, we wanted to share some photos of general, you know, just general Lana'i photos from the past. And I think while we've explored in this exhibit all the many changes that have happened on Lana'i by area, and, you know, some of those things are things that we still recognize today, such as, you know, the harbor, we still use that. We all pretty much live in Lana'i City. So there were, you know, some good things that came out of these developments and changes. But we also want to recognize that throughout the course of the past couple of centuries after Western contact, there has been a lot of environmental degradation that we continue to deal with. And unless we do something today with our generation in the coming years, it's going to keep getting worse. And so we thought it would be important to recognize a couple of those things and maybe start to think about what can we do to try to improve our aina and our landscape so that future generations can continue to thrive here. One of the photos we included, for example, is of the boat down at Kiamoku, across from where Kalani Kila Church sits. There are boat remnants that you can still visit. It's deteriorated quite a lot. But what's interesting about that boat is it used to go in between Maui and Lana'i. And about a century ago, it was beached and just left. And if you go down there and visit, you can see that actually the shoreline is now 300 or 400 feet past where it was wrecked a century ago. So that means that all that runoff and siltation and erosion has actually added that much onto the land and actually disrupted the reef systems down there. And so that's a big part of the degradation that's happened to the eastern shores of Lana'i. That's an interesting example of showing that. Do you want to
not only in the on the shoreline, but in the uplands too. We've noticed areas are not as open. There are many invasive plants, Christmas berries, lantana, YV up at Lana'i Hale, which is the watershed. And ever since pineapple has stopped, the land has gone fallow and left room for Formosa and acacia to grow. And it's not as clear and wide open as I remember growing up as a child. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, for me, one of the big changes is the loss of our grasslands. Growing up, especially from the 50s up to even into the 80s, much of the land was very grassy. And today, much of that has been overrun by invasive plants such as Christmas berry and the Formosan acacia, among others. And along with that, it's this loss of the grasses, I believe, has contributed a lot to the siltation erosion that ends up in the ocean and degrades our shoreline and our reefs.
And I think the programs that the Culture Center is doing is really to try to help restore health back to Lana'i. And so we have our community stewardship program, which is helping to remove invasive ungulates such as axis deer and mouflon sheep, which greatly contribute to the environmental degradation of our island. And we host stewardship days, volunteer days, where we invite people to come out and help us to restore native plants to the area. And we hope that this exhibit is just a starting point for recognizing, you know, where Lana'i is today, where we've come from, and hopefully spark some inspiration for how we might envision Lana'i in the future. And if we envision a healthy Lana'i, then what can we do now to try to get there? So mahalo nui for coming on this journey with us, and we hope you enjoy.